Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. What would you pay for a breathtaking view? Last year, a coalition that included the Trust for Public Land and Texas Parks and Wildlife purchased nearly 3,000 acres of land, providing almost 6 miles of scenic cliffs along Palo Duro Canyon State Park's northeastern
edge. We did have some acquisition money that was set aside by the legislature, about $1.5 million, that was dedicated to expanding Palo Duro Canyon State Park.
Randy Ferris is park superintendent and says $1.5 million was only part of what was needed to ensure this unobstructed view of nature.
Added to that with some money from the Trust for Public Land, some other donors, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, we were able to put together the sum that the owners would settle on, and we were able to acquire the entire piece.
During tough economic times, one might question spending so much money on a view.
Like Will Rogers said, they don't make land anymore. You have to buy it while it's on the market. There are other opportunities, and there's certainly competition for this land. But when you have an ecosystem as unique as Palo Duro Canyon, it's something that absolutely has to be protected for not only our generation, but for many yet to come.
Find a link to Palo Duro Canyon State Park at passporttotexas.org. You'll also find other links to state parks so that you can start planning your summer vacation. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.